We are training to command ships in combat, not here in the solar system, but light years away. They sent the pilots and the captains, but the admirals who will command them are still back here, at FleetCom. They had generations to find the right commanders, and we're the ones. It left him gasping, this realization. He hardly dared to believe it, and yet it made far better sense than any of the other more plausible scenarios. For one thing, it explained perfectly why the kids had been trained on older ships. The fleet they would be commanding had launched decades ago, when those older designs were the newest and the best. They didn't rip us through battle school and tactical school because the bugger fleet is about to reach our solar system. They're in a hurry because our fleet is about to reach the bugger's world. It was like Nikolai said, you can't rule out the impossible, because you never know which of your assumptions about what was possible might turn out in the real universe to be false. Bean hadn't been able to think of this simple, rational explanation because he had been locked in the box of thinking that light speed limited both travel and communication. But the technician let down just the tiniest part of the veil they had covering the truth, and because Bean finally found a way to open his mind to the possibility, he now knew the secret. Sometime during their training, any time at all, without the slightest warning, without ever even telling us they're doing it, they can switch over and we'll be commanding real ships in a real battle. We'll think it's a game, but we'll be fighting a war. And they don't tell us because we're children. They think we can't handle it, knowing that our decisions will cause death and destruction, that when we lose a ship, real men die. They're keeping it a secret to protect us from our own compassion. Except me. Because now I know. The weight of it suddenly came upon him, and he could hardly breathe, except shallowly. Now I know. How will it change the way I play? I can't let it, that's all. I was already doing my best. Knowing this won't make me work harder or play better. It might make me do worse. Might make me hesitate, might make me lose concentration. Through their training, they had all learned that winning depended on being able to forget everything but what you were doing at that moment. You could hold all your ships in your mind at once, but only if any ship that no longer matters could be blocked out completely. Thinking about dead men, about torn bodies having the air sucked out of their lungs by the cold vacuum of space, who could still play the game knowing that this was what it really meant? The teachers were right to keep this secret from us. That technician should be court-martialed for letting me see behind the curtain. I can't tell anyone. The other kids shouldn't know this. And if the teachers know that I know it, they'll take me out of the game. So I have to fake it. No. I have to disbelieve it. I have to forget that it's true. It isn't true. The truth is what they've been telling us. The simulation is simply ignoring light speed. They trained us on old ships because the new ones are all deployed and can't be wasted. The fight we're preparing for is to repel invading Formics, not to invade their solar system. This was just a crazy dream, pure self-delusion. Nothing goes faster than light, and therefore information can't be transmitted faster than light. Besides, if we really did send an invasion fleet that long ago, they don't need little kids to command them. Maser Rackham must be with that fleet. No way would it have launched without him. Maser Rackham is still alive, preserved by the relativistic changes of near-light-speed travel. Maybe it's only been a few years to him. And he's ready. We aren't needed. Bean calmed his breathing. His heart rate slowed. I can't let myself get carried away with fantasies like that. I would be so embarrassed if anyone knew the stupid theory I came up with in my sleep. I can't even tell this as a dream. The game is as it always was. Reveille sounded over the intercom. Bean got out of bed. a bottom bunk this time, and joined in as normally as possible with the banter of Crazy Tom and Hot Soup, while Fly Molo kept his morning surliness to himself and a lie did his prayers. Bean went to mess and ate as he normally ate. Everything was normal. It didn't mean a thing that he couldn't get his bowels to unclench at the normal time, that his belly gnawed at him all day, and at mealtime he was faintly nauseated. That was just lack of sleep. Near the end of 3 months on Eros, their work on the simulators changed. There would be ships directly under their control, but they also had others under them to whom they had to give commands out loud, besides using the controls to enter them manually. "Like combat," said their supervisor.